Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
It is time for us, and we are always on time. Never be late for your tee time. I'm John Ashton. He's Jeff Smith. We are the Street 10 Golf Guys.
The season here in Colorado is winding down, which means I actually get to play golf a little bit.
Do you remember?
Which means I do. Tee to green, game's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. But you know what happens? Everybody says the same thing. If you don't play a lot of golf, the first thing to go is your touch. They're right. Touch is gone.
I hate that.
I hit just yesterday. I played in a local pro-am that they do at the end of, you know, mid-September all the time out here because all the pros are tired and, you know, all the season just kind of goes away. I hit 14 greens. Tee to green, it's pretty solid, right? A lot of good stuff. Walked away with an 80. And, you know, that just pretty well tells you right there. You know, I didn't even have any penalty strokes, didn't lose a ball, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, so tee to green, yeah, not bad, right? I can hang with that. But that whole getting the ball into the hole thing, wow. You know, you talk about it, you teach it, you do it on a putting green. But, you know, you're hitting it from 20 feet away a lot. You get these fast greens and they're humpy bumpy and, you know, that kind of thing. And you're just not used to doing it a lot. That's where you start missing, you know, and you miss pretty closely, but you still miss.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff.
Yeah.
How long was your second putt?
Most of the time, it was about 3.5-4 feet.
Okay.
The problem was I missed a lot of those because they were breakers and slicks and all that. And that's where the killer was for me. It was all those shorties. The long ones were not as bad, but it was hard because the speed of the greens, you know, when I'm playing on one, everybody can understand this one. I'm playing and practicing a little bit, you know, on one green speed. And then I show up to the golf course in some, you know, in tournament, the first thing they do is make them really fast. So they're really hilly and really fast. You know, this is what every golfer goes through. You go from course to course and green speed to green speed. And, you know, and if you just don't putt a lot, you know, it's hard to have that feel.
Welcome to the world, Jeff.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm at this point, I'm the same as everybody else. You know, you get everybody on the green. You're like, okay, what do you got? And when you're in unfamiliar territory, just because I don't play much golf, yesterday was mid-September, almost late September. Yesterday was round number 9 for me.
Wow.
Since last November.
Yeah.
So, you know, my playing partners are sitting there looking at me going, dude, that's pretty good golf. It could have been so much better.
Yeah.
You know, like, how do you do that? Like, I don't
know. So is this one of those pro-ams where the pro has to play their own ball, but the other guys are all scrambling?
Yeah.
I love that format. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, the other guys have a good time.
Especially when they get to laugh at the pro.
Yeah.
We were in one of those once, man, and we had a local pro here. The first, and he had the same thing. He hadn't played. This was in August, and this was like the first time he had played all year. And his first drive was left in the woods. You know, we were right down the middle. He was apologizing, but man, he got it back real quick. That's a good thing about when you know what you're doing. You can recuperate even though you haven't played more than nine.
Well,
times
a lot of times on the tee to green game, right? If you've got club face control, you know, then all you got to do is go hit the ball, you know, at the bottom of the ball, then you're okay. You might not be really close. You know, I didn't have a lot of really close shots yesterday. You know, I had some inside of 10 feet, but you don't hit it that badly. That's not the part that most golf professionals lose when they don't play a lot. Everybody else likes to say, well, it's the swing. And I have played in a little while and my swing's gone bad. If you watch pros who haven't played in a while, it isn't the golf swing that goes. They're not hitting it sideways.
No.
they've already learned how to control the ball. They just, you know, it's just the touch and the feel. The shots around the greens don't get close, you know, and the putts don't go in. And on the greens that I missed, you know, I didn't chip anything to real close because of the speed, right? You're kind of going, if I practice some, what's the green speed of the practice green, you know, and where am I landing it? And how's it rolling out and all that stuff. But when these things are rolling at 13 and they're on a mountain golf course, you're not stopping much, you know, and next thing you know, you're three putting right after. So you miss your green, you know, and you chip it on and, you know, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. And then all of a sudden it just continues. Next thing you know, you got a 15 footer.
Yeah. It's just like, three-foot putt and you miss it just a touch, but the green is so fast that you've got a 15 footer coming back. We have played greens like that, sir.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not fun.
Here's the thing on a lot of this. This is so appropriate for everybody who goes and travels to play golf, right? You're playing on your home track. You get used to that green speed. You're practicing on your home track. You hit certain shots because you know what's about to happen. And then you get yourself in a car with your buddies and you go on vacation and you roll to someplace, you saved your money and you're going to go someplace nice. And the green speeds are running 2 to 3 more on the stimp meter than what you ever play.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden golf's miserable around and on the greens.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I love that golf course. Well, we played like crap. Throw the scorecard away.
Yeah. And that's one thing. I mean, there are two courses and you're very familiar with them. They're in your hometown or your neck of the woods anyhow. And I hate to keep harping on them, but they're at French Lick. They're the Donald Ross course, which they affectionately refer to as the Hill course.
Yeah. No kidding.
And then there's the Dye course, which is carved into the second highest point in the state of Indiana. And yes, in Southern Indiana, they do have hills. Lots of them.
You know what? And they it's hard to putt there.
Yes, it's almost impossible. Donald Ross was famous for making greens that looked a lot like derby hats. I don't mean derby hats. I mean like bowlers, you know?
Right.
And there are no flat lies on that course anywhere, including the greens.
Yeah.
And again, they run fast. And if you and they always, for some reason, I don't know if they're sadistic or if it's the only choice they have, but you're going to see pin placements on slopes.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, a lot of these golf courses are designed for slower rolling greens. Smooth, sure. But if they rolled like 9 or 10, that's great. But come fall, all the golf courses dry out. Because it's not raining so much. And so what happens is there might be mowed to a height of about of a 10 stimp, but all of a sudden they're running 10, 11, 12. And you're like, what the heck? Because there's so little moisture in the grass. So there's not as much friction on the ball. Mm-hmm. So it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling. And you're like, what is going on? They're like, dude, we mow these things the same height all year.
Yeah.
But they dry out.
But again, in my comment about welcome to the real world, Mr. Pro, how long did it take you to adjust to the speed of the greens?
19 holes.
Okay. So you are human. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sitting at the bar, it's like, I got it now. Let's go do it again.
No, it literally, I think it took me, interestingly enough, I did what a lot of my students do. I sat there and figured out throughout the round of golf, what adjustment did I need to make? I found my speed adjustment came in. I've had 3 different putting grips that I used yesterday.
Okay.
And the one that I found that finally got me the best was the one that I used the least often, but it softened up my hands. So it deadened the putt.
Okay.
And I started to hit them all the right distance.
Ah.
And then I was able to 2-putt.
All right.
Yeah. But it was hard because, you know, when you don't play a lot, you don't putt a lot. you get on uncomfortable speed of greens, all of a sudden you can't really expect a whole lot to happen good.
Yeah.
But everybody's different, you know, yeah. Everybody adjusts differently.
Yeah, they do.
And yesterday, I didn't adjust all that well. That's how it was.
Yeah. Did you get any advice from your playing partners?
Oh no, they were miserable.
Okay.
No. I'm not saying they played any better or putted any better. No. There's a leaderboard and we weren't on it.
did you see the abject disappointment in their eyes? Because I'm sure they probably said, "Hey, we got the pro. We're going to do good."
Well, from tee to green, yeah, they're looking at it. And then they're, you know, about hole seven, they started to get the same look on their face that I had, the same feel was, oh God, he's 8 feet away. What's going to happen now?
It's an 8-footer. We're doomed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, again, I'm glad that you can actually relate to the common man here.
Mr. I am the common man with a putter in my hand. When I don't play a lot of golf, man, this is, look, this is how it happens. But tee to green, you know, I missed one fairway, you know, and hit 14 greens.
Yeah.
You know, the weather changed so fast. We had 14 holes of perfect. And then the lightning siren went off when it was still perfect out. And then we got back outside. We waited a half an hour and we went back outside. And all of a sudden, it was Scotland. Oh. It was cold. It was raining. It was windy. It was bone chilling. It was miserable for the other four holes. And honestly, those are the four holes I put the best on.
That's because the greens were rolling slower because they were wet.
No, three of my first putts on the last four holes were into the wind.
Oh, okay, that's even rough.
So the wind blow my ball.
Jeff is going to go give or take a putting lesson. We're not sure. We're going to talk to a sports psychologist, LPGA member, competitive tennis player, college basketball player who was actually in the Final Four of the NCAA Women's Tournament.
How cool is that?
That is so cool. Debbie O'Connell is her name. We're coming back with her. Hang out. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I want to talk to you for a minute about my second favorite topic, food. And, you know, it's getting into the fall, which means its schedules get busy. If you've got kids, you're running them to school, you're running them to soccer practice, you're running them to football practice, you're running them here, you're running them there, you're doing this, you're doing that, and you still have time to go out and play some golf on your own. But what that doesn't leave a lot of time for is cooking. I'll give you an idea of how you can get around that. It's called HelloFresh. HelloFresh can not only feed you well, but it will save you time and it will save you money. If you do HelloFresh, you'd save about 15% over what you'd spend at the grocery store, and then about 25% over what you'd spend for takeout. And then if you're doing that dashing thing, well, it's even more than that. And it's more delicious than anything you can do. I mean, you can make these at home and people are going to say, "You made this?" And you can say, "Yes." And you can say it truthfully and you can say it proudly. You can order whatever kind of food you're into, whether it be a vegetarian or paleo, or maybe you've got diabetes and you need to have a special diet like that. You can get whatever it is you need and you can order not just the chef recipes they've already picked to send you, but you can choose from like 40 different recipes every month that they have ready for you, and all the ingredients come and they're pre-packaged, so you don't have to buy a whole big jar of mayonnaise to use a couple of teaspoons full. Everything you need, pre-measured, pre-packaged, all the instructions are right there. It's fall and they have some special things you can order. I couldn't choose, so I ordered them all. I ordered both the apple cider cake and the mini pumpkin cheesecake. Go to HelloFresh.com/50weekend and use the code 50weekend. You'll get 50% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh.com/50weekend and use the code 50weekend for 50% off plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those weekend golf guys. Of course, I'm John Ash and Jeff Smith on the lesson team. So I get some alone time with Miss Debbie O'Connell. How are you, Debbie? And thanks for hanging out with us here on those weekend golf guys. What's up with you?
I am fantastic and so excited to be here with you, John. You by yourself, I think is going to be awesome.
Well, first off, I just want to mention, you know that, as I usually say, I'm in the studio in Louisville, Kentucky, and Jeff is at the Eagle Springs Golf Club in Walcott, Colorado, for the remainder of the summer. He's beginning to try to tear himself away from the mountains and head down to Florida for the winter, the life of a golf pro. But we are here in Louisville and get the opportunity to speak to someone who has had the pleasure of hanging out in the bluegrass for a couple of years, a Western Kentucky University alum. Was it volleyball you played? Basketball?
I played basketball. I was a Lady Hilltopper for 4 years. And the greatest thing was my freshman year, we played in the NCAA Final Four. What an experience. And it happened to also be in our wonderful state of Kentucky at Rupp Arena at the University of Kentucky. So it was just overall the most incredible college experience that I had.
And now you are into golf and into psychology. This woman is going to get inside your head, or actually probably help you get inside your head. Would that be more accurate way of putting it, Debbie?
That is more accurate. And it starts with awareness, you understanding what's going on in your head. And that can start with you recognizing the negative thoughts, that inner voice that's being your inner critic, and what is going on inside your head, because we all know golf is a mental game. And I've learned that through sports my entire life. Besides, you know, basketball at the peak level at the time, I also bowled at a high level and then competed in golf at a high level. So it all comes down to, yes, of course, skills and improving those. The way to take it to play your best and reach your full potential is to work on your mental game.
Who was it that said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right?
That was Henry Ford.
He obviously played golf, because that is, I mean, if you sit there over that putt and say, this is not going to go in, it won't. You know?
Now, it's the same thing on the tee. If you think, don't hit it in the water, guess where it's going? Because here's what happens in our brain is we get more of what we focus on. Your brain doesn't hear, don't hit it in the water. Right. That'd be like you telling all of you, don't think of a blue tree. Right. So what happens? A blue tree pops into your head.
Well, and stays there.
Think of the blue tree to then try not to, but then it's so focused on the blue tree, that's all I can see. Yeah. So it's the same thing. And if everyone can, I mean, grasp that, that will help your mindset immediately, that you want to kind of manifest. You want to say what you want as opposed to things you don't want.
Yeah, put it on the green, not don't put it in the water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Profess what you want to happen. That's on the golf course, especially. And then carry that over to your life, because it's true there as well.
Yeah. You know, Jeff will tell people that when he teaches, and he teaches recovery shots to a lot of people, because we all need recovery shots. But he says when he'll take a student to the woods and drop a ball and say, how are you going to get out? They'll get out very easily, or if they hit it in a thick rough, they'll get out very easily, because they don't have that anger at having hit it in there in the first place.
Oh, yeah, that post-shot reaction is such a key. Let me give you, the audience here, something that could be game-changing. Write down this formula. E plus R equals O. All right, everybody got that? Write it down. E plus R equals O, because this is a game-changer for you right now. The E is an event. So an event happens.
Okay.
Hit the ball in the woods. Many people will think, oh no, this is going to be a bad hole. Have a bad hole. First hole of the day. This is going to be a bad round. Outcome, right? We jump from E to the O. It could also be slow play. How many people go, oh, slow play. That ruins my timing. I can't play well now. Event and outcome. We have to remember there's a plus R in the middle. And that is how you respond to the event. Your response will impact the outcome. And the way to get the best possible outcome is to find a way and stay positive. Okay, slow play. All right, I just got to find something else to do. I'm going to distract myself. I'm going to go think about things I'm grateful for, because that calms you when you think of grateful. Oh my goodness, it releases stress. It releases anger, all of it. You can't feel stressed and thankful at the same time. Well, let me go do that. I heard this on some podcast. I got to start thinking grateful thoughts or talk to your playing partners more. You have to take responsibility to do something that will empower you to have a more positive outcome. Because if you just blame it on other things like slow play, you're totally disempowered. You're a victim of it forever in your golf career. Same thing, like when the ball goes in the woods or something. How could I get out of there? Oh yeah, I had a lesson with that guy, John. Man, I got out of there easily. I bet I can do that again. So instead, how can I move forward? How can I still recover from this hole? I get to have this opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. So many of the greatest shots we've ever seen in golf came after a bad shot, right? Tiger Woods' chip shot at the Masters, that he chipped way up on the hill and it trickled down, paused on the lip and fell in.
Paused on the lip with the Nike logo.
Exactly.
He must have gotten a big bonus from Nike for that one.
I bet he did.
So when you teach, do you teach on a course? Do you teach for specific situations, or do you have a couch and just people come in and lay down and talk about golf?
Not exactly that, but I have an online program,
which
is phenomenal. And it's which is great, because I can reach people all over the world, right, with the online program. And it's 5 days. It's called Conquer Your Golf Mind. It happens to be coming up October 29th is day one. So if anyone's interested in shifting their mindset, ending frustration and doubt and fear of embarrassment for a bad shot, anybody ever have that? Or the golfer who can play a great front nine and then blow it on the back, or lose and self-sabotage coming down the stretch of an event. So that's the kind of thing that I tackle in the 5 days. And we work on the conscious shifts, the mental game of golf stuff that many of you may have heard of or experienced. Mm-hmm. And we also work on the unconscious. What are the beliefs that are getting in the way? And what we do is we shatter those beliefs that are become obstacles to you playing to your best golf. And in 5 days, I guarantee you, there's a money back guarantee. I promise you, you'll lower your score. Cool. You will lower your score with a mindset shift, because a mindset shift literally helps every part of the game, not just one part. And you step in with every shot with confidence and belief in yourself. Woo! Yeah. You are going to play some great golf.
Big time. I used to make a cardinal error. Is around the 14th hole, I'd add up the score.
Oh no.
And I go, oh man, if I just have one more bogey and that's it, par everything else, I can break 80. And, you know, it's a 93 by the time you get off 18.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's not even the person who adds it up. It's someone else saying, wow, you're playing great today. Mm. You just need to par at someone else saying it.
Yeah.
And either one of those situations, if you for a moment get ahead of yourself, the key is to bring yourself back. Get back in the present moment. And I talk about how to do that with being in flow state. And that's like being in the zone. When you ever watch an athlete, or if you've ever been in the zone, which I'm sure everyone has at some point, mm-hmm. if that's ever been something you've experienced, I tell you, the key is to welcome that in golf. We can't force it. We can't try to get it. Yeah. We can set ourselves up. And I wrote an ebook about that. It's called The 7 Principles to Lower Your Handicap with Flow State Golf. The work I do, John, is the fastest and easiest way for people to break through to play their best game and truly reach their full potential. Because we're all just in our own way mentally.
Yeah. And have a problem getting out of that way too. Case in point, there's a golf course in Indiana at the French Lick Resort that was designed by Pete Dye. It's a very, very difficult golf course. I've played there a number of times. I got to be very friendly with one of the caddies. I've never played that course well, and the caddy makes fun of me for it at times. I invited him to come play with us at another golf course. That's a tough golf course, but not as intimidating visually as is the Pete Dye course. And we were sitting on the ninth tee, and he looked at me and he said, John, you're at even par. Why can't you do this at the Dye? I said, I have no idea. But that course just intimidates the hell out of me.
Isn't that the course that has a statue of Pete Dye and a quote that said, golf isn't fair. Why should I make a golf course that's fair?
Exactly.
And that's what he wanted to do to the golfer. He didn't want to challenge your golf skills. He wanted to challenge your mindset. The key is to really take charge of your thoughts, which influence your feelings. Picking a specific target that's very small. So think of the bullseye in a dartboard. That's what you're going for a lot of the time. And if you miss that, you're going to hit something on that dartboard, unless you're really, really bad at it.
Right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some more of Debbie, because I know you need some more positive thinking. We'll be right back. We are Those Weekend Golf Guys. If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And yes, we have come back. And yes, I know you're saying, wait a minute, I'm positive. I'm already positive. I'm positive. I'm positive. We had a conversation with Intrepid producer Mark once. He was at a par three, and he said, I'm not going to be able to get over that water. And I said, come on, Mark, be positive. He said, okay, I'm positive I won't be able to get over that water. That's a bad joke, but not a good way to play golf. Debbie O'Connell is our guest. She is one of those, it could come down to be obnoxious. She's one of those always smiling, always positive people. You know, and sometimes you just want to, you know, slap the smile off her face and move on. But no, not when you're playing golf, because you need Debbie and her attitude. You need it to be yours when you're playing golf. And Debbie, you got a couple ways you can actually get us that attitude. Let's do a little shameless self-promotion so people can remember, okay?
Yeah,
first off,
absolutely.
Talk about your book.
I will. And it's not just about positive thinking, because if you remember a few years ago, I think about 3 years ago or so or more, Lexi Thompson had a chance to win the U.S. Women's Open. Mm-hmm. And she had started working with a new sports psychologist, and she played 3.5 amazing rounds. She said, I'm in gratitude. I'm smiling more. I'm letting go of my bad shots so much easier. I'm talking to my caddy and I'm playing so much better because of this. This is what she was saying each day in her interviews when they were asking her what's going on. The last 9 holes, she had a 5-shot lead, 9 holes to play. Everything fell apart. So there was something in her unconscious mind. It's the unconscious beliefs that I also tackle. I teach the on-course mental game stuff to the max. I get the most out of you there. And then we also look into, what is it about this tee shot that you're so nervous because people are watching? What is it about coming down the stretch of that tournament or continuing to play well? Is there, what are the beliefs you have that you're not good enough? I'm not an athlete. I haven't been playing. I'm not as good as everybody else. I'm the worst one in the group. I've played in so many pro-ams, John, where one of my playing partners, and usually a woman, I've only heard a woman do this, is playing out of her head, way better than her handicap. Mm-hmm. About 3-4 holes in, she's playing amazing golf. And all of a sudden she says, "This isn't me. I don't know who this is. I'm not this good. I don't know. I don't know who's," and I'm looking at her saying, "It's you. Just relax and keep playing." But as soon as she says that, the real her shows up in her mind, the real her. I think I saw the real her. And then she's getting frustrated about how she's playing. And she didn't accept that she was that good. So there's limiting beliefs too. And that's the kind of things that I tackle in my 5-day program, which is coming up, as I mentioned, in October 29th. And there's a great, easy way that you can sign up. And I suggest you do it quickly because I do sell out, because everyone has an opportunity to talk with a coach who is a golf mindset expert and master certified. And I'll run out of coaches and I'll sell out. So do this quickly. But it's just text the word yes to 727-339-0106. And you'll get a link to the Conquer Your Golf Mind Challenge. And it's great. I have it at 90% off right now. It's $1,000 value. I'm doing for less than the price of a golf lesson, only $97.
Mm. And this is probably going to be more effective than one golf lesson.
Yes, yeah. It will. I mean, I even have a money back guarantee. So if you don't lower your score, you know, just let me know, within 30 days and we'll refund your money. No hassle or anything. If you don't feel like you get that value out of it, and you don't get more tidbits and more information that you can take and lower your score in every part of your game.
What you're talking about in the program with the subconscious mind, there is so much of what we do and what we don't do, what we can do and what we won't do is in not just golf, but in every aspect of our life is controlled by the subconscious. Things that happen to you when you're a kid and you don't know why you do this stuff. So trying to figure out how to conquer your subconscious can help you in everything, not just golf.
Yeah. And that's the power of this. And that's what I love the most. I love to help people, support people, help them have a better golf game and life. And that's been the results I've had. One of my clients, in after the 5 days, she lowered her handicap by 7. She won the club championship that year. And then she also started to shed the weight she wanted to lose for years. Mm-hmm. It was so fun to see. I had another client who in the last 2 years, she kept working with me. And in 2 years, she went from a 22.3 handicap to a 13.9 and lost 32 pounds. Her relationships are better with people. Like, her whole life changed. It was just fascinating to see it. It's not, I mean, fascinating, yes. But for me, I'm not surprised, because it is all in the belief systems that we develop. You know, so many people I talk to about loosening their grip. And I've had people who literally can't. No matter what I do, they can't loosen their grip. Well, there's something about control. There's a fear of not having control. And I tell you what, in golf, you want to let that club swing.
Yeah.
But if you have a belief that is afraid, you know, it says don't be out of control ever, and your brain doesn't know the difference between a golf swing and a scary situation in life, doesn't know the difference between emotional pain or, you know, hitting a poor golf shot. It has no idea. It just goes control.
Yeah.
And it wants it.
It insists upon it.
Yeah. And then you're perfectionists. Oh, my goodness. That we learned that when we were a kid. That many people grew up and their parent or guardian or whoever was their influence as an adult only focused on things they did wrong. Mm-hmm. And they never got credit for what they did right. So they developed this, I have to be a perfectionist. I have to be perfect to get the acknowledgement, to get attention, to feel important, or like I'm good enough. And we do. In the 5 days, we help people uncover that root cause and then, you know, help them understand how to move forward from that, which is incredibly powerful.
I learned a way to overcome that, though. What I tell people is, things I do well, things I don't do well, I don't do.
There you go. That's good. So wait a minute. Are you telling me you're not going to play at French Lick anymore? Are you going to tackle that?
No, change your mindset.
And go out there and jump on that challenge and accomplish your goals.
I get my golf balls for free. I have friends in the business, so I don't have to worry about it.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it's so much about that flow state that I mentioned, trying to get yourself in the zone. Right. So I wrote an ebook about that as well. And it's about lowering your handicap through flow state golf. We've seen people in the flow state. You know, Tiger Woods was in flow on so many of his greatest shots. And I saw him in an interview talk about it. And he said, I actually don't remember hitting the shot. I remember the pulling the club out of my bag and I remember watching it land. But in between, he didn't remember. That's him in flow state. Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, many of you have been in flow state driving your car. You got home and you really don't remember the drive home. Guess what? Your unconscious mind did it all. It did it all. 95% of what happens in our life. It truly runs our life.
All of us have had the situation where you're driving and suddenly you look around and go, where am I? I don't remember going past the exit where I'm past now. What happened?
Exactly. And that's not being under the influence.
No,
that's being in flow state.
That's it. That's just let the mind take over and you don't have to consciously consider anything. And it's really cool.
And that's when we're at our best.
Yeah.
You know, when we lose our self-consciousness and we're not worried about what people think, we're not fearing the outcome. That's where anxiety comes in, is fear of the future, fear of that shot, fear of where the ball's going to go. You know, everyone will get nervous in certain situations. That's normal because it's important to you. I learned that lesson the most when I had my first 300 game. I was absolutely nerves from head to toe, my heart pounding. I had 11 strikes in a row. Here's the key. First tee, about the 18th hole, about to win a tournament, or you're going to break 100 or 90 or 80 for the first time, and you're feeling nervous because things are going so well. The key is to focus on your target and let your body feel the nerves. It's just because you're excited. It's because this is important to you and you'd like to accomplish it. You don't want to focus on how nervous it is. And what if I don't? Don't go there. Stay in the positive. Mm-hmm. I've got this. Focus on target, a very clear target, and take that breath and go. Trust yourself.
You didn't waver mentally and come with a 7-10 split in the 10th frame?
I literally, John, well, I had failed many times before that. I had had the first seven and I'd get nervous because I had a limiting belief that said, if I'm nervous, I can't succeed. And I'd really learned that from watching sports on TV when the commentators would say that if somebody failed under pressure, oh, the pressure got to them. Maybe it was too nervous. The nerves got in the way. And then the ones who succeeded, they'd say they have ice in their veins. Mm-hmm. They handle this pressure like a champ. So I had to shift that belief. That's the key, is to uncover that. And I threw that 12th ball as well as I did. This was total flow state. I threw 12 perfect strikes. And I cried because it was such a hard journey. I had a sports psychologist. I had Nelson Burton Jr. He's a PBA Hall of Famer as my coach. And I got a fitness expert. This was for bowling and then also golf. I went and played my best in the golf tournament coming up because of the mindset shift. It's incredibly, incredibly powerful.
All right. So the 5-day challenge, 727-339-0106. Just text yes to that number?
Text yes. Yeah, you have to text yes, because if you text something else, you won't get that. It's conquer your golf mind and do it quickly. I'm about to share it with the 115 people traveling me with Spain on my trip to the Solheim Cup. You don't want it to sell out before you get your chance. So as soon as you get signed up. And then if you want to get the free download of my book, it's the same phone number, text the word flow.
Okay, and so you take flow to 727-339-0106. Debbie O'Connell, thanks for spending time with us here on Those Weekend Golf Guys.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
We hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including college football, the NFL, and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. but don't take my word for it.
Hey, this is Ricky Williams, former Heisman Trophy winner and All-Pro NFL running back.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, guys, it's Brad Sham. I am the radio voice of the Dallas Cowboys.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
You can be a winner by playing today at ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/sports. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/sports. And you could be a winner, winner today.
And we are back, those weekend golf guys. And Debbie is cool. She went to college just down the road. She took the broadcast course. And I just got to tell you, I mentioned it to her, but everybody I worked with in broadcasting here in the market of Louisville graduated from Western Kentucky University. There was a guy who was doing news on the radio here in town. His name was John Asher.
Oh, really?
And we got confused for each other all the time until they met us. I was tall and skinny. He was not so tall and rather rotund.
Say that again.
He was not so tall
and
rather rotund.
Okay. Just checking to make sure we've got the right one here.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
80s.
Okay.
As are many native Kentuckians, he was really into horses and horse racing. And he left radio and got the job as a vice president of communications for Churchill Downs.
Well,
which meant he always used to give a prediction on who was going to win the Kentucky Derby. And in 37 years, he was never right. So the joke was, let's ask John who's going to win and then not bet on them.
I'm not betting. Exactly right.
But man, you're back from your putting lesson. Whether you were giving or taking, we don't have to.
All right.
We don't have to talk about. But you had mentioned earlier that you have a student that is celebrating today.
Yeah, she should be, right? She is. Normally we talk about the my one and only famous Ava Bunker doing well, but yet Ava did not play high school golf this year. She played other tournaments instead.
Okay.
And but I've got another student. Jordan Adam. She is from Noblesville High School in Noblesville, Indiana. And she just won the sectional championship yesterday.
Oh,
so always loving that. So way to go, Jordan. Very proud of her. She's a hard worker. You know, she's got the skill set. She's already committed to play college golf. I'm happy for her about that. She's going to go to a place that she really likes and not even too far from home, which actually she really likes that too. But she's got a couple of qualities that I absolutely adore. She's got the intolerance for herself for things that she knows she can do better.
Okay.
I love that because she gets bent out of shape and works harder and she hits good shots and isn't happy enough yet about those because she's still trying to get them better. And it really works until the point where she just doesn't hit enough of those. And then she's never satisfied. So then there's that balance all the time. Right.
But she's back to the don't practice until you get it right. Practice until you can't get it wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she's understood that for a long time is that it does take a lot of things, but she gets a couple little things off, you know, every once in a while. Sometimes it's her posture and sometimes it's her ball position. And sometimes it's a little bit of this or a little bit of that. And we'd go and we'd do a little Zoom lesson and we clean it up. She goes back and works hard. And, she's impressive. I like her a lot because of what's going on inside of her. Right.
What course did they play that championship?
In the sectional championship? I don't recall, but it was somewhere up north side of Indy.
Okay. Because
not Purgatory. You've played up there.
Play Purgatory and the other course that they play the state championship on. It's also in Noblesville, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's in Prairie View. And I'm sure that Jordan will. Yeah, Jordan's got a regional championship coming up this weekend. And then after that, they got a week after that, they've got the state championships, always at the end of the month.
Yeah. Both those courses in Noblesville, man, are fun.
Yes.
They're kind of tough. They're hard, but they're still fun. Yeah.
Yeah, those two right there. Jordan practices and plays out of the Sagamore Club where I used to teach.
Right.
And that's also a hard golf course. So
I wouldn't know. I never got invited.
Neither did I.
They probably didn't want you messing up their greens.
I did. I taught there for 4 years, four summers. Mm-hmm. And I played golf there one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I invited myself one Friday afternoon when everybody else was gone.
It's good that you have that option.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm really happy for her because, you know, it's just one of those things. Yet another one of the people that I work with remotely has now, you know, risen to the top.
Right.
She's still got a little bit ways to go. We got regional championship coming up. That's going to be a tougher test. And then the state championship coming up, also going to be a tough test. Mm-hmm. A lot of good girls playing in the state. Again, Ava's not playing this year. And so it'll be fun because she's actually going to go to the state championship and go and support some of the girls that she knows, and Jordan being one of them, right? She's going to go around and follow and clap and wave and, you know, support.
Right.
You know? And Ava's going to go collect all the gear that's got her face splattered all over it, because what they do in the state of Indiana, the last year's champion is splattered all over all the propaganda for this year. Okay. So all the banners and all the stuff and the little yardage books and the pamphlets for everything.
Uh-huh. So
Ava's last year's champ, and she's not even playing this year. And everybody's looking at her, you know, look at her like, wow, why are you not playing?
So if Ava won last year, so if Jordan wins this year, that means that Jeff Smith has back-to-back championship years for his students.
That'd be a lot of fun.
So both of their faces now get plastered on the promotional gear for Jeff Smith golf instruction, right?
Wouldn't that be neat if Jordan could really win that? I think that would be, you know, look, the crowning achievement for her efforts. So we'll see if that can happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of girls in the state who can play.
If you have a championship you'd like to win, maybe you'd want to check out jeffsmithgolfinstruction.com.
Hey, you should.
Know? Yeah, it could help.
It should. A lot of good stuff there for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm helping people. I got a lot of people that I'm giving FaceTime and Zoom lessons to now. And it's really interesting. Most of them I do, they're East Coasters. And so they're early in the morning for me here, but you'd be surprised. Yeah. What people are finding out the value in what I do, you know, with people in whatever form, as long as they got their camera out, you know, iPhone or Android, and they got a tripod, you know, we're all doing these Zoom lessons now.
Yeah. And as you can tell, I mean, cause he's teaching Jordan from Colorado and she's in Indiana and she's winning championships. So
she's had a good year.
He gives no guarantees, but he gives great lessons. If you hear what I'm saying to you. Okay. So maybe he can't putt, but that's okay.
Hey, sure couldn't yesterday. Today's a whole new day though.
As they say, those that can do, those that can't teach.
So. Well, they say a lot of that, but you know, there's a lot of times where those who teach well also can do, but
yes,
you know, you got to do it a little bit more than nine times a year. So
yes, you
but today is the 10th round of the year. So I'm assuming that I'll putt better because I really couldn't have putted worse. So
I'm sure you will. I mean, I've played with you and you do everything well.
It's just
very obnoxious. I just want to point that out, man. But, no.
I've never been known to be obnoxious in my life. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, you take Jeff's, you know, technique instruction, pair it with Debbie O'Connell's head stuff.
Yeah.
And how can you go wrong, man? I mean, you should be shooting even par at least.
You know, there's so many things that the psychology of the game helps, because when people get in their own way, I watched it yesterday with my three playing partners. And, you know, the psychology of the game got in their heads, and they're looking at me going, how's he not even getting rattled with the sheer number of putts that he had? How's he not getting rattled about that? And the answer was, I didn't let anything affect me because I still had the next shot to hit. And I just put all the effort into that shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the main thing. And we discussed it with Debbie. And if you missed that part, go back and listen to the whole show again. But
yeah,
it's, I forget the name, Ted Lasso. I watched the entire season on Apple. Ted Lasso wants you to be, what is it? A bee, a rabbit? I forget what it is, but there's some animal that has the shortest memory.
Like a goldfish.
Whenever anybody made a mistake, it was always, let's just say it's a rabbit. See, he would say, be a rabbit, meaning forget that. It happened. It's over. Forget it. Move on. The next one is going to be better. So when you get out on the course today or tomorrow or whenever you get out there next, be a rabbit. Forget about anything you do badly and just be good on your next shot. Worry about the next shot, whatever it is, the next time you go out and play some golf.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.